Module 5, Degrees of Delegation. Many supervisors feel that by giving tasks to others, they're giving their power away. This simply isn't true. Delegation is one of the most valuable skills you will ever learn. By delegating the tasks that you don't really need to do, you free up time for those high-reward projects. Even better, delegating doesn't have to be all or nothing. In this module, we will learn about the degrees of delegation and when to use each of them. Level 1, Complete Supervision. The first level of delegation is complete supervision. This gives the employee the least independence, but it gives you the most control. Although this level of delegation should not be used often, it can be used in situations such as these. The task is dangerous and the employee is not familiar with it. The task has important organizational, financial, or legal implications. For example, if an employee is preparing a year-end report for the first time, you will probably want to supervise the process and carefully examine the results. Level 2, Partial Supervision. The second level of delegation is a good balance between employee freedom and manager supervision. With this level, the employee does the task on their own, but the supervisor monitors the work, evaluates progress, and keeps a close eye on how things are moving along. This is the most commonly used level of delegation and is the one that you will use for most tasks. However, to maximize your delegating potential, try to encourage employees to grow and develop by adding more levels of complexity as they become more comfortable with the task. For example, let's say that you have been delegating the weekly team status report to the team's most senior person. After the report is submitted, you type the report using your organization's template. Once the delegate has become comfortable with creating the report, the next step could be to use the template themselves, cutting out one step for you and moving them further along the journey to independence. Level 3, Complete Independence. The last level of delegation is the one that we should hope to move toward for most tasks. Here, the employee does the tasks completely on their own. However, spot checks and progress updates are important. Continuing with the example of the progress report, let's say that the final step is to post the report on the department intranet. The delegate may want to CC you when they post the report so that you can read it, and so that you know it has been submitted. Think very carefully when choosing a level of delegation. Too low, and the employee may feel distrusted and smothered. Too high, and you may find a disaster on your hands. Case study. Klaus and Hans were gas engineers working on installing a system for a new oven in a client's home. They had recently employed an apprentice who knew the basics but needed a more extensive knowledge of the craft. As they were expanding, they were eager to get the employee on board with the process for gas installations, but were worried about how he would handle new jobs. Klaus suggested they use the level 1, complete supervision of task delegation, and Hans agreed. Because this would provide the apprentice with valuable supervision and would keep them safe in a dangerous situation, because both Klaus and Hans would be on hand to provide direction. The men left for home satisfied that they could complete the job and give their apprentice experience safely.